This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck and I'm your host for this first hour. We're going to talk a bit about the markets to kick off the show. In the second half of the show, focus on more of the resource sector and get a company update from Great Bear Resources. It was, in summary, another somewhat boring week for the markets, but this gives us a chance to take a step back and get a little bit more of an understanding of where the next big moves might come. I'm spending the first two segments here with Rick Bensignor. He is the president of Bensignor Investment Strategies, writes the institutional newsletter called Supposedly Irrelevant Factors, which is read by some of the most successful hedge funds in the world. He also writes the In the Know Trader, which is more geared towards individual traders. Rick, let's get right into this and talk about the U.S. equity markets. Last week, so when we had that big drop on Thursday, it brought a lot of fear back into the markets. But just this week, well, the markets bounced back. The S&P up about 2.25% for the week. Was not able to get back to the highs of the following week, but there is still, it seems like, this optimism and this buy the dip mentality for markets. What's your breakdown of how these markets continue to trade?
Well, Corey, I'll agree with you that there's still the mentality of buying the dip, and it worked again. So if you bought into the 100-point, I think it was, S&P decline last Thursday, or the 1,000-point or more Dow decline, you got rewarded fairly quickly between Friday and this week. So that is still working, as is the fact that the market is kind of still towards the upper end of this whole post-March rally. But there's a couple things to talk about that are important. First of all, last week's high finally gives us, at least if you're looking at a basic chart, finally gives you the ability to draw a downtrend line from the all-time highs in February. You haven't really been able to do that effectively the last several weeks. So at least now we have kind of a reference point of both the downtrend line and the high of 32 to 33 in the S&P. So that at least gives something to lean against on the upside. And what we've been telling clients for close to, well, let's see, so March to April, it's almost 3 months, so let's call it two and a half months. We established ranges that we were looking to sell into on a significant rally, and we've gotten a significant rally. So anything north of 3,000, I've been telling clients to reduce overall portfolio exposure in the S&P anywhere from 3,000 to 3,175. So we shot up a little past that at 32.33, and we're still in that zone now, just based upon where we're trading literally, you know, to finish out the week, which is just north of 3,100. But this is where, for a few months, I estimated the market had a good chance of running out of steam and to reduce overall long exposure. I didn't call for a short of the market, just simply it seems reasonable and rational to take some off beneath all-time high in the S&Ps on the assumption I'm making that also, I think even the last time you and I spoke a month ago, we talked about, and it's the same call I've had since just after the March low, which is the March low would stay the low for 2020, but that the February highs, which are the all-time highs in the S&P, will also stay the high for the year. And that we saw the range between February's high and March's low, that will be the range for the year. And a lot of people are in total disagreement with me, thinking that the S&P is going to make significant new highs. highs and keep going up to, 3,400-ish is the old highs and possibly well past there. And obviously there's some very, very significant bears on the street who have missed this entire up move and think that the March low is just a time bomb ticking for a move that's well beneath there. My analysis says neither of those sides of the barbell are going to be correct, and that you're best off kind of playing the range. And, you know, so as we get towards the north end of this year's range, we lighten up. And as you pull back, I don't even think we're going to test the March low. So I'm thinking anything you get even near 2,600 in the S&P is probably where you want to start doing your real buying to coming back in. And that's what I kind of see for the rest of the year. So the fact that the market's up over 2% this week, I guess, is good for the bulls. It still sits in the range that we think a lot of people are doing buying. There's all this talk on, you know, in business media about the new retail investor, the Robin Hood investors, and you know, how many people now are chasing after stocks, and because they're sitting at home and bored, they've decided there's no sports to keep, you know, people interested, and no sports betting because there's no sports. You know, people are kind of betting in the market. So you're seeing a lot of non-professionals come in and take their hand at trading. And I think some of them have probably done well because they've faded a lot of the down moves and they're buying things that have gotten very cheap. But when, you know, you read these stories that they started buying bankrupt names and pushing the equity names in bankrupt companies higher, such as Hertz, it really says that there's a speculative element in here of unsophisticated investors / traders who are collectively pushing some stocks. And, you know, if you're good and you can get in and out fast, good for you. That's what the short-term trading game is about. But it says that the market's gotten a whole new level of investor now playing. And kind of like the tech bubble in the late 1990s, where this is like a true story. Late 90s, I get into a cab in the city in Manhattan, and the cab driver starts chatting with me and tells me how earlier in the day he had bought Cisco for himself. Now, he hardly spoke English, but he knew enough to be able to trade online and you know, buy Cisco for himself. So it reminds me a little bit of that you're getting a real speculative element in. And look, the late 90s, it took until 2000 before the market made an all-time high and then broke. But it's something I think that we need to kind of pay attention to, that you're getting a whole bunch of new people in. And then, look, when you pay no commission, which is great for us as investors to trade, you know, no commission to trade ETFs, no commission to trade common stocks, it's great. And that's why I think, you know, you're seeing much more volume, is people can trade for free. They just, you know, have to manage their gains and losses.
Very interesting to see some of the data that Robinhood puts out in terms of the stocks that are getting the most attention on their platform. But Rick, do you think there's a timing element here for when some of these government payments run out, and the fact that maybe more people might get back to work, that this support for the market could dry up very quickly?
You know, Chairman Powell's been very upfront, Corey, about his intentions, what they've done, what the Fed can still do, whether it was the 60 Minutes interview of, I guess, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks ago, where he said there's plenty more we can do. So, you know, the Fed is telling us they will do everything in their means in order to keep the economy liquid. They're not in theory, they're not in the marketplace to prop up markets, but they are there to provide liquidity, which ultimately in some way is supposedly to help prop up markets, but that's not their mandate.
Rick, I have to cut you off here. We're out of time for this first segment, but we're definitely going to continue this conversation in the next segment. Everyone stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to chat with Rick Bensignor. Now, Rick, you and I were discussing the role of the Fed and how it is propping up these markets and whether that's actually its true mission. Let's continue on the conversation with what you think the Fed or how you think the Fed is playing a role in these markets.
So you've got one side of the coin that says the Fed's not going to let this thing fall apart again, which is why I don't think you're going to see anything close to this year's lows come in, even if we get a full second wave, which is very possible. But I don't think you're going to see the S&P down at 2,200 again or anything really close to it. But could the S&P go from the recent high of 3,230-ish down to, you know, in a kind of bad case, 2,650, 2,600? Yeah, it could. Depending upon how the summer goes, depending upon, you know, if we get the resurgence in the fall, depending upon we have an upcoming, you know, election in November, which has many congressional seats up as well as, you know, presidential election. So there's a lot of things that could happen that could shake the market. But in the bigger picture, A, you don't want to fight the Fed. The Fed's clear that they're going to keep money coming and interest rates at zero, at least what they say, Chairman Powell said, 2022. I think this is close to quote as I can remember, we're not even thinking about raising rates. So if we know the rates on the short end of the curve are going to stay low, the question is, and maybe here we talk a little bit about the bond market, but, you know, how high will the 10-year go in the U.S. knowing that the short end of the curve is going to stay at zero? Because essentially, whatever the 10-year does in yield terms is what the yield curve is going to look like. Right? If 10-year rates go up, the yield curve widens out because the short end is going to stay virtually at zero.
Let's talk about gold then, because gold got a buy at the end of the week. It has yet to break out from the highs earlier this year, but hey, it's trading right around that, a little above that 1750 level, right around 1755. It's maintained this higher range for a couple of months now and really looks like it could be setting up a consolidation base here to move even higher. But hey, gold's already up about $100+ just this year. So in terms of the gold trade and future moves, what do you think? We need more consolidation sideways? Is gold ready to break out? How are you trading it?
So I am long gold for myself, long gold for our clients and our recommendations. I do think the fundamentals are solid for gold going forward. But as a trading instrument, it's a heck of a lot harder managing risk when you're virtually on the highest level you've been in years as compared to, you know, buying dips. So there was one, I don't remember if it was March or April, I think it was in March, where gold had fallen from 1700 down to about 1450 in a matter of 2 weeks. And I actually bought at 1455 and I'm still holding it. So I well-timed that panic bottom. And so I still have half of that position on, but I've also gotten into some gold recently through other mechanisms. And it's definitely a harder thing to do because gold's been back and forth now for a few months, April, May, and half of June. So I don't know, for 10 weeks, we're kind of in a trading range that is approximately 1680 to about, I don't know, 1750, 1760, something right around there. And we've had a little bit higher moves, but the bulk of the action has been between there. And I've actually been, and it's not typical for me, but I've almost been like a deer in headlights the last month, because when it sells off, I'm afraid if it takes out 1680, it's just going to fall. I'm afraid to also, you know, sell futures at 1750 when it gets there, just because one of these times I am still bullish in the bigger picture. I think, you know, it can run to 1800, test this year's highs, and even take them out. And my guess is when, and this is what I've told clients in some of the webinars I do for, you know, every week I do a webinar for StockSharks.com. It's called the In the Know Trader, and that's my individual investor newsletter. So that comes out Tuesday afternoons at 3 o'clock on Stock Charts as well as YouTube. And, you know, we talk about gold virtually every week. It's just one of the things that we look at. And my guess is if gold takes out 1805, the all-time highs at 1925 or something, that 1920 level, is not going to stop the market. To me, the major resistance now, there were three highs in 2012 after gold had made its high, that were weekly highs, just, you know, $10 either side of 1800. So I think if we can get through there, then this thing keeps going. And I do think the fundamentals are good for gold over time. But shorter term, there's a lot of gold buying that's taken place recently. Gold's not been able to progress. And, you know, in the back of my head, I get concerned that the thing could see a $100 dive or even $200 dive just to wash out speculative interest before longer-term investors step in again. You know, gold has made a high, an all-time high in every major currency except the U.S. dollar. And ultimately, I think gold's going to have to make a new high in U.S. dollars, too. So in other currencies, it's been and remains kind of on all-time highs.
How about the gold stocks trade? The gold stocks still performing well, but they've been in a bit more of a downtrend over the last month. So maybe yeah. Autumn was put in just this last Friday?
I think so. I use the GDX as the proxy for gold stocks. And the same thing. I'm long gold stocks personally. I have clients long. The GDX as a tradable ETF, you broke out of a 6-year rounding bottom. It's kind of similar to what gold did. It just took the gold stocks an extra year to do it. But over the last, month and a half, gold broke out, GDX broke out above 32, got to, 37 and change. We actually had a trading target up there, but we said we'd buy pullbacks, and I'd buy pullbacks anywhere till like 29 and a half or so. I think they are under-owned, as far as, you know, portfolios. If you look from 1983 to 2008, the average XAU price, so the XAU is an index that follows gold and silver stocks, the XAU traded at about 25% of the price of gold during that 25-year period. Now the XAU is about 7% of the price of gold. So it is, I think, tremendously undervalued. And that gold stocks belong in your portfolio, and even here you can buy them because I think down the road there's significant upside in that group.
All right, Rick, great having you on the show. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on a wide range of markets. It's always, I think, very important to listen to some of your trading strategies. If anybody wants more information on Rick's newsletter and that In the Know Trader for the individual investor, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Rick, thanks for your time this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too, Corey. Thanks for having me.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman says he's not stepping down as the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, despite word of his resignation. Attorney General Bill Barr says he wants someone in that office that he trusts to handle sensitive cases. 2 months ago, he appointed the U.S. attorney in Brooklyn as the person to handle all Ukrainian matters. At that time, he knew that Berman was already investigating President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and his associates. The Justice Department announced the president planned to nominate the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission to Berman's post, but Jake Clayton has never been a prosecutor. Colorado's governor has signed into law a bill to remove the shield of legal immunity that has long protected police officers from civil suits for on-the-job misconduct. This is USA Radio News. President Trump said Friday he plans to continue his effort to dismantle the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Program, or DACA, just one day after the Supreme Court blocked his attempts to do so. The High Court ruled on Thursday by a vote of 5-4 that the Department of Homeland Security's effort to end DACA was arbitrary and illegal under the Federal Administration Procedure Act. President Trump tweeted, "The Supreme Court asked us to resubmit on DACA. Nothing was lost or won. We will be submitting enhanced papers shortly in order to properly fulfill the Supreme Court's ruling and request." 3 years ago, the president announced plans to wind down the DACA program, saying it would give Congress a chance to pass reasonable immigration reform. The acting head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services said the administration was starting the process over to end the program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're switching our focus pretty much exclusively to the precious metals sector in these final two segments. In this segment, I am chatting with Brian London. Now, he does write the Gold Newsletter, also our host down at the New Orleans Investment Conference. And Brian, you and I talk pretty much every 2 weeks. We discuss the markets. We sometimes dive into companies. But I wanted to feature you on the weekend show because we're going to focus a bit more on companies and on a jurisdiction that is about to heat up with a bunch of drilling. That is the Golden Triangle. Before we get into the Golden Triangle, though, quick comment on the gold price. Gold just continues to really consolidate sideways. We've been in this trading range for 2+ months now. It topped out right around 1780 on the spot market and down to about 1671. So let's say right around 1700, give or take a little bit on either side. I think this is a very encouraging level considering, well, last time we traded in this level, I think back in 2013, 2012. What are your thoughts on this general consolidation we're seeing in gold?
Thank you, Corey. Thanks for having me on again. But you're exactly right. It's kind of a consolidation pattern, a flag pattern. You know, we would expect that, this pattern, for a number of reasons. We had that really furious run up in the last half of March and the first half of April, and we have been trading in the low 1700s and oscillating around that since then. So we would expect the market to take a bit of a breather after that kind of a run. So this is the waiting mode, you know, from a fundamental standpoint. And from a technical standpoint, you would expect that in this kind of a flag pattern sideways low volatility, that if you're in a bull market for a commodity and it shows this kind of a pattern, you would expect that we would have a breakout to the upside at some point. And I do expect that for gold. We are in a bull market, and what we're waiting for now is, or what we don't know now is, what is going to be the precipitating factor to get us to the next leg up and when that's going to happen. If I had to guess, I would say it would be this next wave of stimulus, which is going to come. I mean, at some point in July, we're going to have the U.S. government's going to have to extend a lot of the programs it started, like these generous welfare benefits. At some level, they're going to have to be extended. The Federal Reserve is going to have to come through with some new programs. I think they are. They're talking about trillion-dollar stimulus or infrastructure plans in the U.S. We're going to see some movement on that. So from a fundamental standpoint, I think we're looking at July at some point to get a lot of this news. And from a seasonality standpoint, June has never been a great month for gold. So we're some point in the next month, we're probably going to see a move higher. You know, this is one of the things I've been predicting in Gold Newsletter, a soft patch for the metals. And we're in the middle of it right now. I don't see it lasting more than a few more weeks, then.
Okay. Well, hey, take into account, too, that we are still up over $100 already this year for gold. And a lot of, at least analysts that I even really respect, a lot of their targets were right in the 1700 to 1750 region for the full year. So even a sideways move for longer, this is, I think, very encouraging for the overall gold sector and gold stocks. Let's now switch focus to the Golden Triangle. So the Golden Triangle, it's turning into drilling season. It is a generally shortened drilling season for the Golden Triangle companies. And, hey, there's a lot of companies in the Golden Triangle. Some of the majors, some of the more advanced projects that everybody knows. We have Teck, Seabridge, Pretium. They're all up in the Golden Triangle with more advanced projects. But there's a lot of exploration that's going to happen this year with a lot of companies that are cashed up. Where are you focusing on the Golden Triangle in terms of companies or different projects?
Yeah, I love that area, as you know. And one of the things I was telling people back in March is that by these companies that in 4 or 5 months are going to be drilling and are coming up with drill results, because they were selling for, you know, under 10 cents at the time, a number of them. I like Liguro Copper and Gold. I think that Big Red target is one of the best I've ever seen. They weren't able to get the drills up there operating because of the early onset of winter last season. And that company was selling for under 10 cents back in March, and I was telling people to buy it up because I anticipated that it would probably be selling for over 20 cents when they got the drills going. Well, this respite, this consolidation that we have had in the gold market has brought a lot of these companies back down to earth. Liberia is selling for around 11 cents right now. I think that's a great deal. Scotty is still, is another one I like up there. They're going to be drilling. I recently talked with the company, and they're fully cashed up and going to be very aggressive, in drilling, in July. That's another one I like. It's a little bit more advanced price wise. But it's a good deal, and I think it's still a buy. There's even within the Golden Triangle, there are specific regions that are heating up. You know, you've got Scotty, you've got Mountain Boy, you've got RMX is kind of consolidating. They put out some news and consolidating some area around there. I think those are all going to be stories to watch in that specific area. And you know, I've done a little work on that, and I think there's news to come on those companies as well. So, yeah, I really like the area. In general, it's a seasonal play, as you know. There's a short drilling season, and if you're able to buy those companies when they're out of favor and they're not making news, and then take some money off the table maybe as news is about to come out, and stick around for potential exploration success, it's a great strategy. And right now, a lot of these companies are back to those forgotten levels, you know, back to those off-season levels. And yet they're getting ready to make some news. So great opportunity there, I believe.
Hey, Brian, these stocks have already started running up to this drill program, and that's a bit of a change over the last couple of years where money was slow or really non-existent to flow into Golden Triangle companies in a broad sense. But the environment's changed, and that's something we need to note as we move into this drill season. You mentioned Mountain Boy and Scotty. They are in very similar areas in the Golden Triangle. I actually just introduced Mountain Boy Minerals to our audience back on Thursday. What are some of your thoughts on Mountain Boy and Scotty when it comes to their drill programs? What are you hoping to see out of them?
Well, they both have tremendous land positions, proven targets. You know, Scotty is well-funded. They've got the drills going, and they're going to hit those targets. Mountain Boy has, for instance, one target is high-grade vein, a silver vein that was running 5 meters of 5,000 grams per ton, 5 kilos of silver per ton. And what happened was when they first drilled that, the management group that drilled that, they traded the drills in for shovels immediately and started to try to mine the thing when they should have figured out the orientation and drilled underneath it and, you know, and gotten proven, at least to the market, how far it went. Now, Mountain Boy has essentially done that work. They're going to go back in with a geophysical program to bolster their confidence and kind of confirm what they think is the orientation of the vein, and they're going to go in there with the proper equipment to drill under it. Now, they are not yet financed for that program, so that's one of the boxes that still has to be checked. I think they will, but that's one of the reasons why you're able to get in at an earlier stage price-wise and value-wise. But, you know, their programs are very similar. Their targets are very similar and very exciting, and I like both of those companies, frankly.
All right. Hey, Brian. Good chatting with you, buddy. I appreciate that look into the Golden Triangle. If anybody wants us to discuss or look into any other companies in the Golden Triangle, just email me, flex@kereport.com. Happy to get Brian to take a look at those and share his thoughts if he is up to date on those stories. Brian, thanks for your time this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I am wrapping up the first hour of the weekend edition with a company update from Great Bear Resources. Trade on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBR and on the OTCQX under the symbol GTBAF. Chatting with the President and CEO, Chris Taylor. Now, Chris, following up on another news release that came out on Thursday, headline says Great Bear discovers new high-grade Arrow zone, grading just over to 19 grams per ton gold over a little over 2 meters. Now, I think the most important thing here to focus on is that this is a new zone. You're calling it the Arrow zone. It is located just west of the Dixie Limb zone and the Hinge zone. You had two holes that were reported here. One looks like it's a little further north that did not hit this mineralization, but this other hole, it did encounter this mineralization. High grade, narrower widths than what we've seen, say, out of the LP fault, but tell us a little bit more about this Arrow zone and how it potentially relates to the Dixie Limb and Hinge zone, please.
Thanks, Corey, and thanks for chatting with me again. Yeah, this is, for us, I think we're very excited by this discovery because it is a dead ringer for the Hinge Zone discovery that we made 2 years ago. So if you think about that, the Hinge Zone, when we first drilled it, we had some just gangbuster holes, in our third and fourth holes. But the first two holes in the Hinge Zone were not spectacular. They were like something in the order of like a couple meters of some, a few grams, this kind of thing. But what we saw after that is when we figured out where we were in the system, we then moved the drill rigs and we drilled across and we had some very wide intervals, like 20 meters of 19 grams or something like this. The thing is, we didn't know the orientations of the veins. So those two holes and all the later drill holes in the Hinge zone are different because we figured out the orientations and we drilled at pretty much 90 degrees across them to make them look as skinny as possible. But those first holes that we had were, basically twice the width in terms of what they actually are, just because we didn't know how to make them look skinnier yet. And we did that with all the subsequent drilling. So the important thing is with the Hinge zone, you have an average width there of probably something in the neighborhood of about 2 or 3 meters and an average grade in the Hinge zone of something like about 10 or 15 grams, So that's very similar to other high grade mineralization in the Red Lake area. So that's what we're really excited about here is that we really like the Hinge Zone as a significant satellite deposit or a future deposit to the LP fault. And what we see here is that we're probably looking at a trend of this type of mineralization. And I say that a trend because you don't have one zone now, you have three. You have the Hinge Zone, you have the Dixie Limb, and you have the Arrow Discovery, and they're all lining up along this D2 fold axis that roughly parallels the LP fault. And that target for us is something in total, there's about 5 kilometers of strike length to work there, of which we've only drilled off about a kilometer of that so far.
Okay, so figure one of the news release that I will post below gives a great view of where this is located. Talking about this general trend, you think there's a chance you guys will be able to even connect this new Arrow Zone to either the Dixie Limb or the Hinge?
I think that there's some parts of the geology that are better for developing veins than others. And, you know, there may be veining in between. I don't know until you drill it. But where we get these transitions in the geology from one type of basalt to another, we get these really nicely developed high temperature, high grade veins like the main Red Lake gold mine, like the high grade zone discovery that was made back there well over 20 years ago now by Goldcorp. These are the same types of high temperature, high grade gold veins that you see there. And I think that they're going to be developed based on what we're seeing, where you get repetitions of these changes in the geology. And we can see on the geophysics, it looks like there are a number of these things repeating along strike. So I think rather than one zone, I think what you're going to develop is a number of zones. We have three so far, the Hinge, Limb, and Arrow Zone, but we've only tested three targets. But it's three for three out of the targets that we've tested, right? So I think there's some good chance that we'll hit more of this as we proceed along. And the reason that that gold is there in my mind is because the LP fault, as the biggest local fracture or crack in the geology, is providing the bulk of fluid migration through the system. But all of these secondary structures, these changes in geology and secondary faults that go through, they seem to, there's mineralization in all of them pretty much. So when we see gold popping out on the side of rhyolite dikes, changes in sediments that are within the basalt package. And, you know, just as an example, in the drilling that we did in this Arrow area, there's two drill holes in there, but there's gold mineralization at every change in the geology. So there's three or four changes in geology, and we see gold mineralization at each and every one of them.
Jeez, yeah, it's crazy just how much success you guys have had with your drilling and now even in some of these new zones. Just a quick discussion regarding the depth of this discovery, too. The table one outlines this, and in this hole, too, we do see that there's a little bit of gold mineralization closer to surface, about 28 meters down hole. But the headline number here comes about 462 meters down hole, which from figure two we can see is a little over 300 meters straight down from surface. Was this expected? What does this mean for future drilling and future exploration here?
Well, just keep in mind, Corey, when we're drilling, we don't know where the geology is because we can't see the bedrock. So we see the geophysics, and you're able to get it within probably a 50 or 100-meter radius of where you want the target to be. So you don't know exactly how deep you're going to drill it. A logical next step here would be to take a drill hole and go towards that target hit, drill across it at shallow depth, and then another one and drill it deeper. And that'll give you a good feel for the vertical extent and orientation in that area. Well, like we do oriented drill core, which means we know the physical orientation of the stuff that we're drilling. We know that that Arrow high-grade gold vein and the contact, the geology contacts that host it, are basically subvertical, and they're oriented northwest to southeast. So we know the orientation. Now that we know where it is, we can go back in with the drill rig, and we can hit it at various levels to show, you know, does it go to surface? I would expect it to, based on the other zones nearby, but you have to drill it to show people that.
So last time you and I chatted, I think you said that the company had three drill rigs on site. You obviously still have a lot of work that you're doing on the LP fault. What is the future work that you're going to be able to almost blend in with your current drill program to further delineate this Arrow Zone?
Yeah, that's really the question now. We should be back up to four drill rigs by the end of this month, June, and we should be back up to five drill rigs in July. And it's getting very evident with the work that we're doing that we're going to need to add more drill rigs, and we certainly have way in excess of the cash that we would need to do that as well. So what I'd like to see is steadily, three drill rigs operating along the LP fault continuously, another drill rig operating continuously on the Dixie Limb and Hinge, and at least one more drill rig doing regional exploration with more work at targets like Arrow and all the other targets we have delineated along that, this Red Lake-style trend, which seems to parallel the LP fault.
Okay. Now, in terms of future news, man, you guys have had a lot of recent drill results and a lot of really good drill results. What's on tap for investors?
Like, effectively, in a sense, and you hate to say this, but probably more of the same. And you hate to say it because it doesn't sound exciting, but in our case, more of the same is very exciting. So I can't imagine, based on what we see so far, that we're going to stop drilling nice gold at the LP fault. I think, I hate to say it, but, we have 115 holes into it so far that are publicly released. All of them have hit gold, some very, very nice numbers as we begin to do the definition drilling. So in my mind, it's a given that there'll be more gold coming out of that target. Drill is going to have to prove that. But in addition, what we've been doing is showing that we have this grid program going on, but we're also doing stuff that the market may not be expecting. Like, we did the deep drilling on the Dixie Limb. We had some really nice gold. I think it was 10 grams over 19 meters there. So wider, higher grades at depth. We hit the Arrow Zone recently, and we have other regional targets that we're going to be drilling as well. So, there'll be surprises as we go through the year, including deeper drilling at the main target, the LP fault zone. We've already done some of the deeper drilling at the Dixie Limb, and there's more coming on that front as well.
All right, Chris, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for wrapping up the first hour of the Weekend Edition. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Chris over at Great Bear, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. That goes for all of you. Please keep the emails coming. I received a number of emails this week asking for some thoughts on different companies. I am working on getting the right people who have some knowledgeable insights on these companies on the show. I will also be reaching out to those companies. So keep those emails coming, fleck@kereport.com. I appreciate everybody tuning in this weekend and throughout the week on our daily editorial. Chris, everybody else, have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Corey. Talk to you soon.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss.
Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.